Tonight is Oscar night, so it's time for our annual preview of the nominees for Best Film Score. Five composers have their eyes on the prize during the 83rd Academy Awards ceremony. Weekend Edition commentator Andy Trudeau handicaps the field and selects his favorite for the Golden Statuette.
How to Train Your Dragon is a DreamWorks 3D animated adventure and the first time to the dance for composer John Powell. His credits include Shrek, United 93, and Green Zone. The budget here allowed for a full-size orchestra, and Powell knows how to use it. Some of the Celtic flavor in just one of the four principal themes that Powell weaves throughout this score. He's something of a fearless orchestrator as well. In one spot, he combines a penny whistle and dulcimer. At its core, this film is a romantic adventure. And in John Powell, the directors found a composer who could convincingly deliver a grandly heroic theme. Fourteen bagpipes playing some of the Oscar-nominated music by John Powell for How to Train Your Dragon. Next nomination is by Hans Zimmer for the sci-fi suspense film Inception. We talked about him last year when his Sherlock Holmes score was a contender, and he won an Oscar for his 1994 Lion King. With Inception, the composer says that he was not allowed to see a rough cut of the picture, but had to write his first draft based solely on the script. He then worked with director Christopher Nolan to fit his ideas into the film. With Hans Zimmer's scores of late, you cherish the little touches, like this piano solo in a sea of electronic sound. Hans Zimmer manages the neat trick of writing techno-electronic scores with soul. For Inception, he does this, at least to my ears, by at times channeling the late John Barry. Oscar-nominated music by Hans Zimmer for Inception. If you like delicate, sophisticated soundtracks expertly scored, it's hard not to like Alexandre Desplat. His three previous nominations have been real favorites of mine: The Queen, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Fantastic Mr. Fox. This time around, it's The King's Speech, how England's King George VI overcame a stuttering problem. You gotta love those sinewy melodies. This music was recorded at EMI's Abbey Road Studios, where they found and used three vintage microphones owned by the British royal family. To characterize the king's struggles, the composer wrote what he described as music that's not going forward. Director Tom Hooper's first cut of the film used Beethoven's music in places, something that Alexandre Desplat felt he just couldn't ignore. Oscar-nominated music by Alexandre Desplat for The King's Speech. Composer A.R. Rahman won Oscars for Best Score and Best Song for his 2008 work on Slumdog Millionaire. This year's nomination is for 127 Hours, a psychological survival drama. It's a mostly moody and melancholy, largely electronic score with an interesting thread running through it. Here's the beginning. The composer said that he connected the film's main character with the sound of the guitar, an instrument that was new to him as a composer. Here's that guitar lick in a hallucinatory sequence. Each of the soundtrack cues containing this guitar music is tagged with the word liberation. Liberation begins, liberation in a dream, and finally, just liberation. Past Oscar winner A.R. Rahman's nominated music for 127 Hours. The last of this year's nominees for Best Score is a tag team headed by Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor, working with Atticus Ross on the film The Social Network. It's a first Oscar consideration for both composers. Director David Fincher really wanted Reznor and wouldn't take no for an answer. What he got is a predominantly bleak ambient soundtrack with faint traces of humanity. For one sequence that's controversial for both cinematic and musical reasons, the composers were told to take Edvard Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King and give it a Wendy Carlos treatment. I suspect that some of you are going to have to Google that name. Here's some of the result. The Social Network, Oscar-nominated music from composers Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, rounding out this year's roster for Best Original Score. Also in the hunt are How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell, Inception by Hans Zimmer, The King's Speech by Alexandre Desplat, and 127 Hours by A.R. Rahman. Great films don't come with an expiration date, and I continue to believe that Oscar-winning film scores should be held to the same standard. So this year, voting for the score that I think shows that level of skill and inspiration, I'm casting my ballot for How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell.
Andy Trudeau has been sampling Oscar's Best Score nominees on our program for 15 years. The 83rd Annual Academy Awards will be given out tonight in Los Angeles. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.